This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. They call their event the longest-running blues festival in the Southeast. The 32nd Annual Carolina Blues Festival kicks off this weekend at LaBauer Park in Greensboro. In addition to the ticketed events, this year the festival includes a free music and foods marketplace with vendors serving up food, arts, and crafts. As if the blues wasn't enough, we will preview the event today with an organizer from the Carolina Blues Festival and two of the featured artists. We'll start with one of them right now, Corey Luchin of Corey Luchin and the Traveling Blues Band. Hello, Corey.
Hey, how you doing, Frank? Thanks for having us out here.
It's good to have you. See, we associate the blues, you know, with this kind of old-time country tradition in general that has certainly moved all over the country. You appear to be a young man. When did you get into the blues, and why are you interested in this?
Well, the appearances are the best part, I guess. Yeah. So talk about. I've always been told I have a perfect face for radio, so I'm glad to be
me
here.
Me too, but I look old.
Yeah. Well, how it ended up in, was I would. This is exactly how we ended up here. I was 15 years old, had a high school sweetheart. She broke my heart. You know, we dated for 7 months, so it was going to be serious.
God,
oh, yeah, in high school, right? Mm-hmm. And my dad, I thought it was a good idea to bring me out to the Blind Tiger out there in Greensboro, the old location. And I seen the Tim Betts Band and Chris Carroll, who was a huge influence later in my life. And right at that moment, they sang a song, Old Love, by Eric Clapton. And Chris Carroll just spoke to your heart when he sang. Mm-hmm. And I just remember thinking, man, like, that's exactly how I feel. Like, you know, this guy is absolutely capturing how I feel right now with this breakup. And I just said, I want to do that. And I didn't do anything.
Had you had any interest in music or being a musician up until then?
None. I was, you know, I wanted to play. I was going to be the next linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys. Nobody told me I was going to be 5'7", 170.
You are dreaming big. You lose the girl, you lose the football dream.
Right, absolutely.
Thank God you learned to play guitar.
Absolutely. And, you know, Chris wasn't that big of a guy, so I said, well, maybe I can at least do this, you know? And so I went and I picked up a guitar, and I started going to blues jams, and my dad brought them to me, and Harold Marsh, was my buddy's grandfather, brought us up to clubs at, actually, the guy to the right, and I know you talked to him later, but the Red Lion, and they had all these blues jams and all these great experienced players, and they were just so welcome and inviting, and I learned how to play guitar, and then I started singing, and we learned how to do that, and before you know it, you know, I was in the game.
You're on the State of Things.
That's
You're
it.
Actually on the Would you play a song for us now?
I sure will. This one's coming up off our latest album, and another true story, three chords in the truth, so to speak. This one's called...
You could be president.
This one is called Won't Hurt Me All Over Again. It goes like this. Time we break up, baby, you wanna make up. In the morning you'll call me and tell me you're sorry. Tell me how everything is going to change. Well, this time, girl, I'm tired playing your game. I can't let you make it hurt all over again. Make me feel like you already did. Can't let you make it hurt all over again. Go back to where we've already been. Yeah, this time it really is the end. You won't hurt me all over again. No. And every time you walked out that door, all my teardrops hit the floor. And I don't understand it. I just know I can't stand this. Oh, baby, yeah, you really crossed the line. This time, girl, you left me for the very last time. I can't let you make it hurt all over again. Made me feel like you already did. Can't let you make it hurt all over again. Go back to where we've already been. Yeah, this time
You won't hurt me all over again.
Of Corey Luchin and the Traveling Band, accompanied by with Jeff McLean on guitar. Corey is going to be part of the Carolina Blues Festival that you can catch. You can catch him on Saturday at 3 o'clock in LeBauer Park. Festival gets underway tomorrow. Yep. And as I said, we have a number of artists, including Gary Red of Appaloosa Red. Gary, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Frank. It's good to be here.
You look like a young man like I do.
Yes, sir.
I realize I talked myself into a corner because, you know, but you've had a lot more experience, let's put it that way, in the blues. Well, how'd you get into this, into the blues? You've been doing it for a long time? Or?
Well, it's like a staple that's... It's almost like the oats of life, basically. Mm. It was set down as a standard through years, and people just culminated, and they found out being themselves through their own expressions. And, you know, it's easy to take accreditation for it, but if you stop and really think about it, there were a lot more waves in the ocean before we came along, you know.
What attracted you? How long have you been playing it? Did you, a long time, or did you get into it later in life?
Actually, it was almost like a birth thing, because the blues and the gospel, through the same artists that influenced him through the years, I can say this, at the age of three, the man that he was speaking of there, Mr. Chris Carroll, and I'll use him for an example, as a host of others, through Mr. Ray Burnett, through Mr. Charlie Atwell, Mr. Roy Roberts, Skeeter Brandon. So I had my eyes set on a bigger prize. You know, and when he came along, he was like a 14-year-old kid that came in. It was full of juice, pork and pie, and ready to go ahead and smoke it, and stuck to the game and did it.
And did you have a club at the time? You played at his club, right? You were
well. He
yeah. I played at Gary's club. Yeah.
Yeah. He was. He came in there at the age of 15 with a 4-piece band. Actually, 5 pieces.
5-piece with Craig on the, yes, the keys.
Craig.
Yeah, little,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, forgot about that. Drums and keys.
Yeah. Little Chris Carroll.
These young guys. Yeah, yeah, yeah. These young guys, they came in and did it right.
That's good. Well, and I bet you can do it right. We do a song for us now?
Well, yeah.
I'm guessing.
I would be glad to. Yes, sir. So, you know, you whatever you're asking me, I'll do the best. I'll keep on telling you the truth, my friend. But music's going.
Right,
and it's just good
it.
To be here. Yes, it is. All right, this is we'll just go right into it. It's a song called I Hate I Told You So.
Beautiful.
All right. If I give you my heart, girl, don't throw it away. And don't be afraid that my love won't stay. Swore to you I'd be there in the end. Girl, if we can't be together, then let's be friends, yeah. No, I don't think you're crazy for loving me like you do. And if you throw our love away, just what would we do? I tried to be there, girl, you pushed me away. I said, I hate, I told you so. It happened that way. And I think of you each and every day. And girl, I hate, I told you so. But it happened that way. Thoughts of loving you, they will never change. No, babe. Wondering if things went too far is rather strange. So tell me, would you rather just push love aside with love that's so strong. Now, girl, we just can't hide it. No, no, no. I don't think you're crazy for loving me like you do. And if you throw our love away, just what would we do? I tried to be there, but love had pushed me away. I said I hate, I told you so. It happened that way. And I think of you each and every day. Cause girl, I hate, I told you so. I said I hate, I told you so. You know I hate, I told you so. It happened that way.
That's Gary Redd on vocals, Jeff McLean on the guitar. I Hate I Told You So. Appaloosa Red is at, which is Gary Redd's band, is going to be at the Carolina Blues Festival this weekend. The festival gets underway tomorrow. They are going to be performing Sunday afternoon at 3:45. And, of course, we've got all that at our website, stateofthings.org. Great song. Great song.
Thank you, sir.
And that's one of the interesting things about the blues. I want to talk to one of the organizers. In fact, the guy who's probably responsible, though you're going to give a lot of credit to all the people who are helping you out with the Blues Festival today. Atiba Berkeley is with me from the Piedmont Blues Preservation Society. Hello, Atiba. Welcome back.
Hi. Thanks for having us, Frank.
You got two of the greats who are going to be performing. Tell us who else is going to be performing.
Oh, man, we've got such an amazing lineup. We're really blessed to be able to do the event the way that we do. We've got Lakota John, who I understand has been on your show not too long ago, and he's an amazing young Piedmont-style picker, plays Fritz guitars and just really brings a youthful energy but great songwriting. That man's voice is, like, so much older than he is. Like, you know, that happens sometimes, but it's a blessing that he's able to share it and get it out there. We've got Gary Hoey, who is really known more as, like, kind of a rock guitar god, but, like, he's always had, like, a bass in the blues. His rock comes from the blues, and now he's transitioned into doing dedicating himself a lot more to blues. So he's going to come and you're going to get a little bit of guitar shredding and a lot of showmanship and some awesome vocals out of him. And then we have Nikki Hill, who is, you know, North Carolina native, now lives out in the Midwest, but she's coming back for us and kind of it's a homecoming show for her. She's an amazing, amazing young African-American woman that's setting the world on fire. She was on the cover very recently of the Blues Festival magazine, which was an awesome honor. And, you know, she's all around in Europe and all over the country, so we're grateful to be able to snatch her back home for a little bit. And
I think this festival shows in the fact that this is the 32nd year, right? This is a form that is still extremely popular here and, of course, gave birth to a particular brand, the Piedmont Blues, and some of the great players right from here in North Carolina.
It is. And the event is a fundraiser for the Piedmont Blues Preservation Society. And it allows us to, you know, raise awareness for not only the genre of blues, but also to do the community work that we do. We have a Blues in the Schools program. We have, senior outreach and youth outreach, as well as special needs outreach programs where we take the music to the people and provide education and resources so that, you know, our community can, you know, benefit from more than just the music, but from the whole culture of the blues, which has always been very giving and very caring.
And can you salve those broken hearts that Corey suffered in high school? That's what you're really
only if
to
you
do.
Buy a ticket.
Oh. Only $20, guys.
Doesn't take money.
That's gonna cost you.
I spent a lot more in this game. I can tell you that much.
I was gonna say, you spend more than that on dinner. Do you, but then there's going to be some free stuff. You got like a street festival.
Yeah, we have a whole street festival. You know, we really want to let the community know that we're there for them. We're choosing to support a lot of local entrepreneurs by having about 30 craft vendors and about 10 food trucks. And we have this great diversity of food. You know, you can get vegan stuff, you can get your ribs, you can get chicken, you can get like just so much food.
And this being North Carolina and it being kind of cool now that it's becoming cool, like you'll get seitan wrapped bacon. A bacon-wrapped seitan.
Yeah.
Like
bacon-wrapped
seitan strips. Yes. I think you can get them here. but I can't promise you that. All right, I tell you what. I got three great musicians sitting right here. Don't ordinarily play all together, although two of you do. But I wonder if I can get you two to do a duet and play us out. Will you do that? And before that, I'll tell everybody, you know, what's going
to
happen at this festival.
Would
that sound good?
To. Yeah.
All right.
Badly.
Well, Well, here's the thing. Our guests are Atiba Berkeley, who's the president of the Piedmont Blues Society, Gary Redd of Appaloosa Redd and his guitarist Jeff McLean, and Corey Luchin of Corey Luchin and the Traveling Blues Band. You can find out more about the show. They're going to be at the Carolina Blues Festival this weekend, and you can get find out what times they're going to be there and all about the whole festival at our website, stateofthings.org, a program produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley is our technical director with help from Al Wadarski today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, Corey Luchin, Gary Redd, and Jeff McLean with Good Day for the Blues.
Yeah, this is an old Storyville song, and the aforementioned Chris Carroll used to rock this one, and a little bit of a tribute to him, and hopefully he's smiling on something in heaven. And neither one of us think we do it as good as Chris, but hopefully we can do it good enough today. And it goes like this, bud.
Sometimes you fly so high, you can't find a place to land. You've got money in the bank, you keep a drink in your hand. When the road gets rough, someone's got to choose. Your love is drifting,
it's drifting.
When it's a good day for the
blues, and when you shuffle your cards, you always got a winning hand. When love is on the run, baby, never gotta make a stand. When your chips get low, well, you know you gotta lose.